Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is a Tuesday afternoon on News Talk 830 WCCO, along with Adam Carter and Dan Cook. Chad Hartman here with you for the next 3 hours. The death of George Floyd will be a huge part of this story. As Adam pointed out during his update, Benjamin Krupp, who has been involved in many cases where African-Americans have died, where police involvement was tied to the death, Benjamin Krupp, retained by the family, and the name of George Floyd is now known. This will be a large part of our show today. It will not be all of it, but we have made accommodations with one of our regular features. We've postponed another one of our regular features. We have multiple guests lined up, and we have about 10 more guest requests out there. Keith Mays has joined us multiple times before from the University of Minnesota. He's a professor, Department of African American and African Studies at the U. Professor Mays is with us at 12:35. The mayor of St. Paul, Melvin Carter, is with us at 1:35. The daily briefing on COVID, we have tentatively scheduled to air at 2 o'clock. I say tentatively because we have reached out to a number of guests, and if for some reason they are available during that time, this is the more germane story today. So we would air that interview. We will try to carry the COVID briefing because we have done this throughout. But this, at least today, and it's not going to be just today, let's be clear about that, is the most relevant story. Ask Adam Anything will still be a part of the show. We're still going to have a little bit of fun. We're going to move that to 105. We want your comments based on facts, based on opinions, is what we do on a regular basis. If you just want a show that will say, let's wait for more information to come out, we're not your show. That doesn't mean we are going to be irresponsible, careless about what we're saying. That, again, is not our show. If your interpretation of a radio show, of a talk show, is to just say, we're going to wait, you've missed out on how radio has evolved for the last 30-some years. Let's get to a couple points right away that I'm sure are coming in through text, because I want text right now. 651-989-9226. 651-989-9226, and I want phone calls also. Just don't resist, and nothing happens. When we have something involving a police officer, we should follow what is said. Not backing away from that one bit. Whether it's the only time in your life it happens, whether it happens all the time, you should follow the protocol that the officer is asking you to do. No way in hell does that condone placing your knee on the neck and throat of someone for minute after minute after minute after minute. We don't have access to all the video. I agree. Let's also add right away, thank God we have the video. Where would this story be without the video? It is a part of the story. It is an enormous part of the story. For decades, videos were not a part of stories like this. And so, too often, we didn't know what to believe. And too often, you had to take the word of the authorities. And as I've said on this show and at The Fan, hundreds and hundreds of times, the overwhelming number of officers are good people. The overwhelming number of officers want to do the right thing. Like every single job on the planet, you have some who are incompetent, some who are cruel, some who will abuse power. So let's not act like that doesn't happen. That doesn't mean all of them should be smeared. Okay? No excuse at all. None. Zero. Zilch. For how long this officer kept his knee on the neck of a person. He is turned towards the side. Clearly, this is playing a part in his distress. Let's get to the second part. Well, Mr. Floyd was able to say, I can't breathe, I can't breathe, so he must be able to breathe. Are you kidding me with that nonsense? You're saying at no point in your life where something has happened to you where you were struggling to breathe, not it was just instantaneously you couldn't breathe, where you weren't saying, get off me, help me out, I can't breathe. For 99.9% of us, that's in some casual situation with friends, whatever it might be. It's not with an officer with a knee on your neck, which is affecting your throat. So at what point does an officer say, I should check on this? Because let's get to this also. There are individuals who did resist arrest who then were lying when they said they couldn't breathe. It is still the officer's responsibility to make sure that this particular person, if you accept that he was resisting arrest, is still in a point when he or she, in this case he, can breathe. Unfortunately, if other people lied, you have to deal with the consequences and you still have to check. The likelihood to me that this happens to a white man, minuscule. We keep saying things should change. We keep saying, and for valid reasons, there are many aspects of our society where race is noticeably better. How much data do you have to see about education, about opportunities for leadership in the military, for income, for arrests where it's not even close to where it should be? So I've got about 20 more points I want to make, but I want to hear from you and I want to hear from Adam and Dan when we come back. I also want to hear a soundbite from Mayor Fry. We think there is a chance that the mayor is going to join us before the show is done. We're hopeful of that. But I want your involvement. 651-989-9226. 651-989-9226. A couple sound bites from Jacob Fry when we come back. Your feedback and also comments from Adam and Dan on Newstalk 830 WCCO. 19 past 12, Chad Hartman, Adam Carter, Dan Cook with you on Newstalk 830 WCCO. We'll get to calls and texts in just a little bit. Dan, if you could, just play rapid fire, the two sound bites we discussed from Mayor of Minneapolis, Jacob Fry.
I believe what I saw and what I saw was wrong at every level. being black in America should not be a death sentence.
This isn't a mayor who right now is waiting on his initial comments to say, I won't comment until I see all the facts. Doesn't mean he won't add more. But he is seeing what we're all seeing and giving an honest response. I'm sure some people won't agree. I'm sure many of those folks don't agree with Jacob Frey to begin with, so that will skew where they feel, or how they feel, excuse me. I'm sure members of the police department, maybe even the police union, will not agree with Jacob Frey's comments. I have zero problem with what Jacob Frey had to say. Adam, anything I've said so far or other parts of the story which are grabbing you right now?
The thing that grabs me,
obviously many facets.
The thing that grabs me actually is something that Corey said a couple of times, and I think it hits home. Well, so many times in these situations, and it's just sad that we have to say that to begin with. You know, there's so many different situations where we can point to. What happens, what changes the lives of everybody involved permanently is many times a split-second decision. This was not that. This is minutes upon minutes of an officer doing something that at the very least is questionable. And, And again, we always say, well, let's wait for more information to come. I don't understand what more information we need in watching this video and seeing the factual outcome from that video.
Adam, how much more do we need to see about whether George Floyd was resisting arrest to say, as you pointed out, minute after minute after minute after minute? And at some point, the video shows other officers have arrived. They can't come over and say, what the hell are you doing at this point?
Right.
And we just lift him up and put him in the car at this point?
And I've had zero police training, not 1 minute of police training. So I don't know what is protocol, but to me, if that's protocol, there has got to be a hell of a lot better way to do things than that.
Dan, it's not protocol to have the knee on the neck.
It certainly doesn't
of an individual
seem to be.
For that period of time.
It shouldn't be, and it doesn't seem to be. I think the comment you made in the first segment, which is spot on, is thank God we have this video. Because if you saw the initial things that were coming out,
yep.
After this happened, you know, they were talking about an underlying medical condition, and maybe it was this, and maybe it was that. And then we see the video, and that sort of changes the entire perspective on the thing. The body cam video obviously is going to be enormously important, and we want to see that. But this is, it's just heartbreaking. That we continue to have incidents like this is just heartbreaking. And I don't know what the answer is, and it makes it even worse. I'm not sure how we even fix this. But we have to do something. There has to be some form of forward movement on this. And like you said, we may have made forward progress when it comes to race relations in this city, but clearly more needs to be done.
To say that we haven't improved in the broad strokes of racism, Adam, from the 50s and 60s defies facts. But we also have miles to go in so many central elements where the three of us walking down the streets compared to the three African-American friends of mine or three African-Americans I've never met are treated different on a regular basis. That doesn't mean for 1 second that when activity involved in a crime or harassment or whatever, that you have to look away because of it. But to say that an African-American male on a consistent basis is treated the same as a white male, if you believe that, you're delusional and you're living a sheltered life. That's not taking the hook off African-Americans in particular cases who are committing crimes, who are causing problems. But on the idea that we're all treated the exact same way in 2020, in late May, we're not even close. And it's sad because on these key aspects, because we talk so often on COVID, well, the number is this. And we say all the time, well, that number is a human being. The number of arrests, the number of areas where the education isn't the same, the number of deaths. That's just not an abstract hypothetical where, Adam, a professor is trying it. It's a human being who's involved in this. Let's get to a couple calls. Everybody chime in on this one. Dwayne is mobile. Dwayne, you're on.
Good afternoon, Chad.
Thank you, sir.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, okay. I wasn't sure I was still there.
No,
anyway,
no problem.
I have another side of this story. I don't disagree with what you said. I don't necessarily disagree with what the mayor said. I'm not sure it was timely. I haven't seen the video, but
it's everywhere. You can find.
I'm busy, but anyway, I have a problem with what one of your commentators said earlier today, Ms. Brundage. She was talking about teaching her children that police officers are a danger to them, and that's part of the chasm that is there between some of the race things that go on. When those kids are taught that a police officer is not a safe person for them, they wind up acting like a lot of the people that are stopped and ultimately arrested in refusing to do what the officer tells them to do. I don't believe what happened last night was the right thing to happen, but I haven't seen it, like I say. But from what I've heard, I think there was a problem there. But for her,
yeah, but here's the thing. Let me just chime in, Dwayne. I heard Shaletta, and she's made this point with Corey before, with me before, as the mother of multiple African American kids.
Dwayne,
hang on. Okay. You got to let me finish. That was like 7 seconds in the point. That her point is that in her view, the experience that she's had, which is very different than yours and very different than mine, that she tells her sons to follow the commands of officers every single time, and you should not think of them as your friends. If I'm talking to African-American friends of mine, and I'm going to say, am I going to be treated the same as you in too many damn times with an officer? I don't think I'm treated the same as many of my African-American friends or many people or African-Americans I've never met in my life. The consistency isn't there. So I don't fault someone from their own experiences giving very strong views.
Okay. I understand. I really do. I try to understand her and everyone else's point that's in that situation. But all police officers are not going to act like this one did yesterday.
She never said that.
And that's the way she feels. She says every police officer is not a friend. And
when an officer encounters me, I don't view him as my friend either. Some are very professional. Most are very professional. But I don't view them as my friend, and if I'm an African-American in this country, I would have a different view. That's just how I feel. Dwayne, thanks for the phone call. Gary is in St. Paul. Gary, you're on.
Yes, I don't think it's particular. I don't think we should talk about African-Americans and the police. I think we should talk about this case. I did hear that the man was resisting arrest. I didn't see that. I did see the full video. You have mentioned, Chad, that the person could breathe enough to say, "Please don't choke me more." But I think that his breathing was restricted, and restricted over time, and maybe his oxygen went way down, and I think that's what caused his death.
Thank you. Adam, just chime in on why. I mean, some people are going to say we just should talk about this particular case and not the context. I think we have to acknowledge what has happened in this country over and over and over again. And to not include that in what continues to happen in our country, again, is not acknowledging the reality of what is going on and how millions and millions of African Americans feel and how many others who aren't African Americans themselves feel. So I'm saying on this own, the officers absolutely have the right to go through the proper process. But you know what? George Floyd also had the opportunity to live beyond last night. What do you think on this alone versus the full discussion about what has happened with African Americans and police officers?
You have to have that conversation with this one. It doesn't, they don't exist separately. I'm sorry. They just don't. And especially when you look at the history of this specific department as well, which many people are already pointing to, and to say that this is not, you know, that this isn't something that somewhere back along the line, this department got certain training that was, to say that there is not a culture in this department is to just not look at those statistics and the facts that are coming out.
One more call in this segment. Joe is in Minneapolis. Joe, you're on.
Hey, Chad, can you hear me okay?
I can.
Yeah, so I know you guys touched on it briefly, but I was texting with some friends this morning and having conversations with them about it. And a lot of times you can kind of give, in certain situations, maybe the cops the benefit of the doubt, whether it was quick reaction, they were reaching for something. You see the video and you kind of say, well, it's kind of dark video, you can't see that well, or yeah, it looked like they were reaching for something and they have a split second decision. Mm-hmm. You kind of understand that. But when I was watching this video this morning, I was just shocked. This guy had minute after minute to say, you know what, I should ease up. And he kept making the same wrong decision. And that's what gets me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You're 100% right. Adam brought it up. Sounds like Corey did too. That is part of what should gall people the most. Because probably none of us in split second want to be judged at a worst moment. This was not split second. And maybe we'll see more footage of how George Floyd was resisting and that there can be some frustration, Joe. But you're trained to deal with that. This is a complicated, this is a difficult job. This isn't easy. But for 5 minutes, the neck is where the knee is placed. When an individual is reacting this way, you cannot move on and still have him completely under control, handcuffed. You want to stand him up. You still want to hold him down. You want to put him in the police car. There just had to be a better way. And that's why, to I think most objective people, it is inexcusable and unacceptable. Joe, call in again. I appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.